Bear Podcast 333.
So, expect to work today?
Oh, work was a bitch today.
Sorry. Welcome to Bear Podcast, everyone. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
And this is episode 333. We're halfway through 666. What do you think of that, Ray? Kind of devilish. We're episode 333. We're halfway to 666. You know, devil's number.
You know, when that happens, the world will end.
That will be on December 2012. Is that what it is? Yeah.
Something like that. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking to a couple of friends of ours, Patrick and Jerry. We're planning something in 2014. Ah, 2014. That's not going to happen because the world is going to end in 2012 anyway.
That's right.
Yep. So, I don't know about that. I'm not so thrilled about that news. It's all sensationalism. But anyway, okay, so welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. And this is a show where we talk about
everything
and whatever we fancy, whatever we think about. But how about some weekend updates, Ray? What did we do special this weekend?
Well, Maynard got naked in the pool and was gangbanged by a bunch of bears. It was hot.
I wish, but no, I didn't get gangbanged. No, I'm fine.
Oh, wait. You didn't come to that pool party. Sorry.
Oh, that's the other pool party you've been. Oh, okay. So Houston Area Bears had a pool party Saturday, and there were about 30 people who came.
Yeah, that was actually a good crowd there.
It was a good crowd. It was fun. I got to chat with Mark. So shout out Mark if you're listening. And then I didn't eat too much because they had you guys served pizza, and yeah. I can't eat too much pizza, so
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And after that, what did you guys do? You guys left early.
Well, we went up to the other pool party at Justin's and James at JJ's.
How was that? How was that pool party?
It was pretty good. We had a good time up there. I got drunk.
You got
and
drunk.
And apparently just because I don't drink anymore, and I don't know if it's the medication I'm on or what, but I had like one big drink, and my ass was wasted.
Mm-hmm. I know how that feels because I haven't been drinking myself too. I think it's been a month now. Oh, no, a couple of weeks. A couple of weeks now, and I haven't drank any. Either I can't drink when I go to the bars. I won't be drinking, but if I'm eating, that's a good time for me to drink. Let's say just simple wine or a margarita. That's good enough for me. How's my voice? I'm a little
you sound a little butch there, Maynard. What's up?
I sound a little butch. What?
Yeah,
bitch. Yeah, I have this some kind of a sore throat or something that I don't know. I don't know if I picked it up from you because it just started last Saturday. And I don't know, or maybe it's allergies. I think it's just allergies. I'm not sure. But anyway, we watched some movies. We watched some interesting movies. Well, a movie, The Last Exorcism. Let's do a review, Ray. What do you think of Last Exorcism?
I think you need to save your money.
Oh, really?
Wait for it to come out on DVD
or in cable.
On cable. Because it was okay. It was actually okay up until
what?
I guess the last 10 minutes of the movie.
Last 10 minutes. That's when it became very intense. It was intense. Okay, fine. I must admit that it was intense most of the time. But it's really boring in the first half hour or so because there's a lot of words. But you know, you gotta listen to all the details at the beginning of the movie because it's somewhat crucial in understanding the ending.
Yeah.
So you got to listen to that, whatever they're talking about in the end. So I don't know if I could recommend it. Just rent it on DVD.
Yeah, don't go waste time at the movie theater because it was...
Do not expect it to be as graphic as the original Exorcist. They just call it The Last Exorcism, but it's not really. It's supposed to be a some kind of a mockumentary, a serious documentary, but it turned bad. Documentary done gone bad. So it's like paranormal activity. It's almost like it, but paranormal activity is a lot scarier.
No, it's more like Blair Witch Project.
More like Blair
Witch, but not as good.
Not as good. Okay. Yeah, it's pretty good. I don't know. I liked it at some points, but overall, I wouldn't really recommend it to watch it on the big screen. Just wait for it on a DVD. Okay, what else is going on? We also have True Blood.
True Blood.
Okay.
Suck it.
So what do you think? Okay, let's do some spoilers on this one. Spoiler alert. Do you think Eric will survive longer than Russell Edgington?
Yes.
Yes, he would?
Yes.
Because the old... Is it true that the older you are, the faster you burn?
Yep.
Ah.
It doesn't take me long to burn my candle at both ends.
Okay. Is that in the book? Or is that... It's a totally different story now.
They've changed it around a lot than from the book. But I mean, the book... When I read the book, it was like 10... That was 8-9 years ago when that book came out on this season. Because I'm already up at book 10, 11, whatever she's on now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what do you think? I'm excited.
I mean, it's interesting the way it's going. Mm-hmm. In the book, the whole fairy thing is handled differently because Claudette is actually a real person in her world, and she comes and visits her and meets her and all that kind of stuff. So,
it runs in the family.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I don't know if you guys listening out there like True Blood, but we do. We love True Blood. It's something we always watch, and it's going to be the next episode, last episode for the season next week. So I'm looking forward to that. However, I won't be able to watch it because I'll be in Sudden Decadence. That's
what?
Right.
No, it's not. Didn't come on to the weekend after.
Oh, weekend after? Next week.
I'm trying to talk Rafa into letting us have a little party at his house.
Will it be a 2-hour episode?
I don't think so.
No, it's just 1 hour. Oh, fail. No, that's good then. I won't be able to miss it because next week I'll be in New Orleans for Sudden Decadence, and I wish you would come with us, Ray.
I can't. I have no money, and none of our listeners have went and donated any money to me to go.
Oh,
to service our fund to travel around the universe.
What if somebody offers to drive you there?
Drive me there? Well, I still got to pay for food and stuff. That's still gonna be like $200 for the weekend.
What if he says sugar son?
Says what?
A sugar son, not a sugar daddy, because you're the daddy.
Yeah.
So what if it's a sugar son?
Well, if it was a sugar son, it'd be okay, but. I gotta stay here because I got other plans this weekend now.
Ah, you made plans already. Okay, good for you. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I was talking to my partner this evening. He said that the block party won't probably there might be two block parties. One on Friday night, the leather block party, and there's another one on Saturday night. I'm not yet sure, but it's either or. It's either Friday or Saturday or both. I'm not sure. I have to find out. I'll probably find out by Thursday or so. Because, you know, we'll be driving there and, you know, it's going to be 5 of us in the car.
Well, then you want me to cram in there too?
I don't know. I'm just hitching a ride with John and Palima, but turns out Wayne and Kent are coming too. So.
Wayne and Kent are coming?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What the hell are you talking about, Wayne and Kent? What? No.
No, yes, they are.
No.
I know.
That's going to be trouble.
Oh, I know. But yeah, we're gonna be it's gonna be 5 of us crammed in the car going all the way to New Orleans. I don't know.
And whose car are y'all going in?
I think we're gonna take our friend John's car. It's a Soul. It's a Kia Soul. Is it Kia, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's a Kia Soul. It can fit 5 adults, 2 bears and 3 chasers in the back. It's good enough, right?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. So that's the plan. And I don't know if I'm going to be podcasting from there. I'll just be probably, taking videos. I hope to see Clint Taylor again. You know, that porn star. Mm-hmm. Porn actor from Bear Films. Maybe, if it's going to be at the Phoenix, at the Leather Block Party, I'm sure he's going to be there bartending. Yeah, so we'll see. Okay, anything else? How about some more TV shows? You know what? You got me into Pillars of the Earth.
Oh, you like it, huh?
I'm liking it. I'm still on the 3rd episode right now.
Actually, I need to go check. I bet you there's a new episode out from this week.
Oh, really? How many are they? I thought there was only 6 for now.
Well, no, I think they release one every week after they show it on Stars.
Yeah, it's not.
It's kind of like Spartacus. They show it on Stars, and it's out at some point during the week.
Yeah. It's actually, okay, everybody listening, if you guys have Netflix, it's a good miniseries called Pillars of the Earth, where it's actually in the set 11, in the year 1200s, 12th century, and they were building cathedrals and, oh God, my voice.
Rebuilding now you know how I felt last week.
I know. I think I caught your bug. We didn't make out. How come I got caught your bug?
I don't know. Maybe it's the virus that came through the internet.
Yeah, maybe. So
maybe it's transmuted.
Yeah,
maybe it's a techno virus you got Maynard. Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think? How do you describe Pillars of the Earth? It's like a medieval time thing.
It's kind of a historical piece, but it's kind of one of those. It's written very well. Historical pieces, a lot of drama and a bunch of storylines going on, but they're all very. Do you feel like you're sitting there watching it forever when you're watching it?
Yeah, it's kind of slow.
It's kind of slow, but I'll sit there and watch. It's like a whole hour hadn't even gone by, but there's so much going on.
Mm-hmm. There's so many mini stories inside it, and
yeah,
all of them interesting, which is pretty good.
So, have you watched all six episodes?
No, not yet. I'm still in the third, and I'm at the point where the master builder Tom Builder. He set up these spikes just to see the sunset, the sunrise, so he knows where to put the cathedral.
Yeah, well, he angled it so when the sun rises, it'll shine through the glass and light the whole temple up.
Yep, that's right.
It gets better.
Yeah, if you guys have Netflix, go check it out.
You got the sex scenes between him and the witch yet?
Oh yeah, I've seen that. I've seen those sex scenes. It's pretty cute. Tom Builder, he's kind of bearish. Oh, you know what? There's a bear there who got the baby.
Yeah, monks.
The monk. One of the monks is a bear, and he's pretty.
I think
cute.
Several of them are bears.
Several bears. Yeah, go watch it, guys. It's Pillars of the Earth. It's available in Netflix. Also, speaking of Netflix, Netflix is now available on the iPhone, and I found out about last week, and I've been enjoying it. I've been watching Pillars of the Earth on the iPhone. And the quality is pretty good. It runs on 3G.
You need
too.
To watch it on a big screen TV because it's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, the sets are incredible.
Yes, that's true. It's
the detail.
Lots of details, lots of Pillars of the Earth. So, guys, check it out. If you have an iPhone, download the Netflix app and watch Pillars of the Earth. Okay, how about some porn audio, Ray?
Oh yeah!
Oh
fuck.
Yeah! Okay.
Fuck yeah! Fuck!
Fuck
oh yeah.
Yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Okay. Yeah! Fuck! Suck that tit! Suck that tit! Yeah! I'm gonna fill your fucking hole, bitch! Yeah!
Oh! My God! Oh God! I just noticed now.
You just noticed that?
I just
I've been
noticed.
Doing that for the last 30 minutes. You're just now noticing that?
Okay. I'm not gonna say anything in the audio. Okay. I'm seeing a video here, but it's quite impressive. All right. Oh, okay, I'm distracted
it's
right
quite
now.
Impressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
so I just realized that you saw them on the video.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Ray's busy out on the other side, so we're not going to talk about it. Ask him. Email him, ray@bearpodcast.com. Ask him what he's doing right now. Okay. So let's play. Okay. Here's a guy from Portland. He's a bear. And it's an X2 video. And listen to this audio. Hold on.
Mark, man, I can't wait to put my fucking dick in your ass. Ooh, yeah. You come to Portland, I'm gonna loosen that hole up. I'm gonna slide my balls in your asshole.
I'll slide his balls
in my dick. I'm gonna fill you up with my piss.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you until I come and come again.
Oh no.
Man. Can't fucking wait.
I can't wait either.
I'm gonna fuck you so hard.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, yeah.
I'll fuck you so hard your grandmother sees Jesus.
Idea. Play with your hole. Make it
hole.
Nice and loose. I'm gonna slide everything in.
both hands, the Volkswagen and the SUV.
Can't wait till I feel your hole fucking clamp down around my dick and balls.
Oh,
fuck yeah. Oh yeah.
He's pretty cute. Yeah, I'm really jealous of him.
Yeah.
I can already feel your hole.
A while ago, and
I
said, "Oh, he's cute." How's that?
He's cute.
I'm gonna fuck you so hard.
Really?
I'm gonna fuck you so hard you'll come. You know that? I'm gonna be able to make you come with my dick in your ass.
Nice.
Look at that. Look at that dick. That's this is for you, man.
Dick's for me.
All you gotta do is come get this cock.
Come get that
go,
cock.
Mark. Go for it.
Oh.
Oh my God. Is this it? Is it?
He doesn't shoot his load.
Is he about to shoot his load?
No, he doesn't shoot it.
You know,
he's a tease.
Oh,
it's a tease?
He's a fucking cock tease.
You can come get it, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get this dick.
I'll get it.
I'm not gonna come right now.
Oh, no.
I'm gonna save that for you.
Oh.
And you know he got off the
engine. Better hurry.
So let me roll it, like sure.
He's cute.
Yeah.
He's got piercings too.
You like that harness on my dick and balls?
Yes.
Huh?
He's got harnesses on his balls.
You like that? Mm-hmm. Kind of figured you would. Nice little touch. I know how you like the black shirt.
Yeah.
Like thinking about blowing my load on it, but...
But what?
No.
No?
I'm gonna wait.
Okay.
See you soon.
See ya. Oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that sweet?
Oh, you just don't even know how fucking sweet that is. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that comes sweet.
Yeah.
Licking out that hole. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous of Mark. He's got a cute bear waiting for him in Oregon. So, anyway, so that's the next tube. If you want to know what it is, which video it is, email me, nard@bearpodcast.com. Yeah, it'd be nice to hear from you guys. I found this out, and then I forwarded it to another podcast called Distorted View. And then later on, the host of the show, Tim Henson, played it on his show, and later on, a listener, one of our listeners is also a listener of a Distorted View, tweeted me. No. He's naked. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, I'm distracted now. Anyway, okay. So the guy, one of our friends in tweeted me saying, "Hey, your audio. I know that guy from Portland. Oh, really? Small world." It's a cute bear in Portland, so...
You know, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Especially with the internets. Okay, how about some voicemail? We have a voicemail from our friend Don from Toronto. Here we go.
Don Ho?
Hey, Nard. It's me, Don, calling. I'm just calling to say hey. I'm just trying to say, first of all, congratulations for 5 years. I'm very proud of you, brother. You work very hard.
Thanks,
put forward a very good show. I'm proud of you and Ray for your hard work. And I hope you continue to have much more success. I was honored to be on the show. Would love to be on the show again and go, hey, to all you people up here. And this is Dawn calling from Toronto. And I just want to say, I'm single. Oh, all you bears, chances, chasing, look me up. No. I just want to say, keep listening to the show. Nard and Ray do a very good job. And I'm very proud of them. And I'm proud of you guys. And hope to be back on the show soon. And looking forward to talking to you all later. If not, I hope you all have a wonderful summer and get ready for the fall. Late.
Thanks, Don. That's a nice voicemail from Don.
Thanks, Don.
Yeah, he's in Toronto right now. Pride? They're just having Pride this week in Ottawa. I saw some pictures of his. He's supposed to be posting pictures on Facebook or something, but I don't know. You're kind of spread out. Even in... You can't hear me? What's wrong?
You're faded out there for a while. I thought my sound had cut off. My earphones were just all the way up.
I'm pretty loud on this side.
It was cutting out there for a second.
Oh, really? I don't know why. But I think I'm okay on this side.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe it's just the internet connection.
Yeah, probably it is. Yeah, my voice, I like I said, I'm losing my voice. And I don't know if I'll have a voice tomorrow after all this talking tonight. But anyway, what else is going on? A few shout-outs. Shout-out to Tom in New York. And he says he sends his regards, Ray, to you. I was chatting with him the other day, and he likes the show. And, of course, Mark in Houston. And, guys, if you check out the... I posted something on my Facebook. I need to post it also on Bear Podcast. It's actually the video podcast, video version on YouTube of the powerlifter video from Cologne. So check it out on my Facebook, or I'll put the link on the website so you guys can check it out. And what else is going on, Ray? I got nothing. I wasn't too prepared this week.
I don't know.
So what?
I'm still recovering from the pool party. So
okay. So okay, just tell me more about the pool party last Saturday. So you went. You arrived there. Was there food? Was there a lot of food?
Which one? The bear one or the
no
the HAB one or the JJ's one. I don't know if there was. I think they were cooking some stuff. I know they had some barbecue because I ate some barbecue, and then I think they cooked some wieners later on in the evening and stuff. But I just sat there and just chilled and talked to everybody. You know, had my date with me and had a good time.
Oh, okay. So, until what time did you guys stay there?
I think we were there till like 9 or something, and then we left to come home. And I think it's a little bit before 9 or 8:30 or something. We left because we came back and we stopped at Denny's because we needed some food to eat.
You haven't eaten yet? Well, you didn't have decent food because you guys had pizza.
Yeah, so we ate at Denny's and went to bed, passed out.
You know what? Are you still sick?
Yeah, I still haven't got rid of this crap.
Is it the cough thing? I'm having a cough thing.
It's just allergy stuff. It's like drainage. I can blow my nose and I'll get like this huge wad of snot out.
Oh, gross.
It's just disgusting.
Oh, thank you so much, Ray, for the graphic.
You know, I'm all about sharing with my public. So, then I'm going to be walking around all day and do okay, and then all of a sudden I just start coughing my ass off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. Well, I'm seeing a doctor very soon, so I'm not feeling too bad. So I won't feel too bad. Okay, we have an email here from Luis. It should be Luis. Here from Houston. And actually, yeah, he's going to check out Hatch. He's going to check out Hatch. Remember last week we talked about it. Hatch is the... Okay, how do you say it again? Houston area.
Before you saw that, did we use his name last week on the show?
No, just Luis.
Is that all we used? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. So, yeah.
All right. Hang on. So, so you can cut that out, but you want to pick up and say you got an email? Start back from you got an email?
No. I won't cut it. That's okay.
Well, I just want to make sure we weren't using the person's name.
So. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. So, it's just Luis. So, he said that he laughed out loud hard after that comment on Bass Pro Shop because it was a Bass Pro Shop.
I made the comment that, you know, maybe you can find him. Find some dates or something if you get out of the Bass Pro Shop.
So. Uh-huh. So what's so bad about it, he asks. Oh, and I'm so jealous of you, Ray.
All those heterosexual men in there.
Oh, is it really? He says here, I'm so jealous of you, Ray. You got to see Edgar Wright.
I did.
I love all his movies. Shaun of the Dead is my all-time favorite movie. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. Of course, Nick Frost. Everybody loves Nick Frost. I like Nick Frost. And, so he's hot. I find him hot. So, okay, Edgar Wright, he was here?
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was him and Brandon Routh.
Oh, okay.
For Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was funny because just a couple weeks earlier, I'd seen him on, he was at Comic-Con. And they did an interview on G4 with him at Comic-Con, and I was watching them, and I was like, that's Edgar Wright? Because he's like this little short British dude, you know, kind of not... You know.
Not right.
It's not well, he wasn't anyone right. It's just like you just wouldn't expect him to be in like this cool director.
Oh.
He just doesn't look like, you know, he's no Martin Scorsese. I can't even say the last name. Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese, okay.
You know.
But
he's funny. So.
Yeah. What else did he do before? What other movies? Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead. I don't know. I thought we talked about this. I'd have to go pull it up.
Yeah. If you, yeah, so you got, you're talking about Edgar Wright here in Houston, right? Is that right? He was here in Houston.
Yeah, Edgar Wright was here in Houston.
Oh, okay.
He was here, they were
promoting Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
You know, he went all the way to Houston just to do that, huh?
Yep, he flew in from Atlanta. They were doing some promotional stuff in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. In production, Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Them, which was announced. Both of these have been announced. And he didn't talk that much about it in the thing, but a lot of people asking questions about the Ant-Man movie, mm-hmm. which is based on the Marvel superheroes Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see remember Grindhouse in 2007?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he got to direct the fake trailer that they did for that called Don't. He directed that.
Yeah, there are.
Remember Hot Fuzz?
Yeah, Hot Fuzz. He did that too.
The Man Who Would Be Sean, Funky Pete, Shaun of the Dead. There's a TV show that he did called Spaced.
Okay. Is it any good? I mean, are those all comedy?
Spaced is The Adventures of Tim and Daisy, who rent a room in Marsha Klein's house under the pretense that they are a couple. Also in the house is a frustrated painter Brian, together with a TA fanatic Mike and Daisy's girlfriend Twist. The duo get into a series of situations of hilarious results. But Spaced was like this whole, I mean, he talked about that some there. Apparently some British show that I hadn't seen, but it was.
Did you get
a lot of people into it.
Did you get to shake his hand at least?
No,
at that, right?
No. So
he didn't.
No, but he's done a bunch of British TV shows.
I see. Okay.
So, and then he's got Ant-Man in production. Mm-hmm. The writing credits, he's got Ant-Man, The Adventures of Tintin, Secret of the Unicorn, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, Grindhouse.
That's the one I saw, Scott Pilgrim. And Grindhouse, of course, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So, where was I when you saw him? Was I in Columbus?
I don't know. You're probably out of town. You've been gone out of town forever.
Yeah, pretty much. Not too much. It wasn't that. Not forever, just a month. Well, 2 weeks, and then I went to work. And then Columbus for the Gay World Series. Yeah, that's pretty much it. But anyway, what else are you guys going to do this weekend? Are you guys doing anything special, like any travel?
No, we're probably going to stay in town, chill out. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, we will be in Sudden Decadence, so I'll be there.
Have fun.
Yeah, so if you guys listening out there, if you guys are going to Sudden Decadence, let me know, let us know.
That's right. And, if you got a sling up, call Maynard.
Yep, mm-hmm. I can take videos.
Because he needs his whole field. He needs
right.
Field dick and balls and cum.
Right.
Yes.
Right, just right all over. That's good.
Or just go upstairs to the upstairs at the Rawhide and, you know.
Oh, the
Phoenix.
Phoenix, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can do that. You know, like I said, you know, wear those, what did I say before about female condoms? You go up there, wear a female condom.
So just everybody can fuck you.
Everybody can fuck you. But you'll be safe, but all the other guys will infect each other. I'm kidding, no.
And if anybody sees Yellow Cub and at Southern Decadence, fuck the shit out of him for me.
Who is this?
Yellow Cub.
Yellow Cub?
Yeah, you can find him on X-Tube.
Oh, okay. Maybe he's got audio on his X2 video too. So
no, I watched the videos. It's just him getting fucked by a bunch of bears.
Really? Okay, I gotta check it out.
He's a hot little muscle boy.
Ah, really? And he likes bears?
Oh yeah, nice. Big into bears. So
nice. Well, okay, we gotta wrap this up. So I need to rest. My voice is really I feel bad. I got this spray on my throat.
I think you just need a larger cock to stretch your voice out and knock all the phlegm out and you'll be okay.
Will that really help, you think?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll probably work on that. Maybe this weekend. Who knows?
Maybe. You never know.
No. Okay, so guys, we're going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening. Sorry for our voices. Ray and I are both sick. Okay, so email us show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com. Or you can give us a call on the landline, like Don did, at 206-222-2327. That's... Stop it. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call.
Give us a call.
We'll play it on the show.
Just like Don. Thanks, Don, for like the voicemail. Shout out. Yeah, we'll have him in the show soon. You can talk about what's going on in Toronto. Maybe he can describe what's going on.
Call us next weekend and tell us your great sex stories from Southern Decadence.
Oh, next week? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can go through it and screen them.
Yeah.
And
okay, so guys, go to bearpodcast.com, the official website. Go to the Steam. You can comment there. You can leave your comments there. And subscribe via iTunes. And follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. All right, so thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.